Today we're making a humanized jungle vocal texture in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is simple, not a polished pop vocal, but a rough, alive, slightly unstable phrase that can make a DNB drop feel like it needs to be rewound. And that's the key mindset here. In drum and bass, especially jungle, rollers, neuro and darker styles, the vocal is not just a lyric, it's a rhythmic accent generator. It can act like an MC shout, a ghost in the mix, or a call and response hook that gives the drop personality without crowding the bass. So let's build something that feels intentional, human, and just a little dangerous. Start with the right source. You want a short vocal with attitude, a spoken phrase, a shout, a single word, a crowd-style ad-lib, something with sharp consonants and breath in it. Words like T, K, P, and S tend to cut through really well. Avoid long-sung phrases for this technique. We're not trying to make a lead vocal performance here. We're trying to make texture. Drag your vocal onto an audio track and trim it down to a short usable section, maybe 1 to 4 bars. Listen for the strongest syllables, the breathy ends, the little imperfections. Those details are gold in DNB, because the genre moves so fast that the ear latches onto texture and rhythm immediately. Now turn warp on. For this kind of vocal, a great first choice is Beats Mode. It keeps the chops punchy and rhythmic, which is exactly what we want. If the phrase is fuller and you want to preserve the tone, you can test Complex Pro. If you want a more old-school, slightly tape-like jungle feel, try Repitch. But Beats Mode is usually the easiest place to start. Set the segment size around 1/16 or 1/8, and keep the transient envelope in a range that gives you enough punch without making the vocal sound too chopped up. The important part is not perfect timing. In fact, perfect timing can sound too polite in DNB. Give the vocal a tiny push or pull against the grid. Even a few milliseconds can make it feel like a human MC is riding the groove instead of a computer locking it down too hard. Next, let's slice it up and make it playable. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the vocal has clear syllables, slice by transient. If it's smoother, use 1/4 or 1/8 slicing so you get fewer, more deliberate pieces. Now you can perform the vocal like an instrument. This is where the fun starts. Program a short 1 or 2 bar phrase that leaves space for the drums and bass. Think call and response. Let the vocal answer the snare. Let it land just before a snare hit for tension. Let the final slice repeat like a hook. You do not need a lot of notes for this to work. In fact, less is often more convincing. A small pattern with strong timing will feel way more alive than a busy one that tries to say too much. A really useful trick here is to shape the phrase like this. Maybe 3 short chops in the first bar, then 1 longer held chop into silence, then repeat with a variation. That kind of structure gives you motion without clutter. It also works beautifully in a rewind-style moment, because the ear remembers the final hit. Now let's humanize it. Go into the MIDI clip and stop thinking like a grid and start thinking like a performer. Don't quantize everything to 100%. Move a few notes slightly early or late. Keep the main downbeat locked if you want, but let the secondary chops drift by maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds. Pull one accent note a little early for energy. Push another a little late to make it feel lazy in a good way. Velocity matters too. If the same slice repeats, lower the velocity on some of those repeats by 10 or 20 points. That small inconsistency makes a huge difference. Human feel usually comes from intent mixed with variation. One slice a little quieter, one slice a little more filter, one slice a little late. That's the kind of imperfection that sounds alive. If you have the groove pool open, you can add a subtle swing or even extract groove from a break if your track leans more jungle. Keep it light. You want movement, not wobble. Around 10 to 35% groove amount is usually plenty. If the vocal starts sounding lazy or off balance, back it down. Now let's shape the sound with stock devices. A nice chain to start with is EQ8, then saturator, then auto filter, then echo, then reverb. Utility can sit at the end if you need to control width or level. With EQ8, high pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz so it stays out of the low end. That's important in DNB because the sub and kick need their lane. If anything is harsh around 2.5 to 5 kHz, notch it gently. If the vocal needs a little more air, add a small high shelf, but don't overdo it. This should still feel gritty and functional. Then add saturator. A few dB of drive is enough to give the vocal density and presence. Turn soft clip on if you want a little more attitude. In darker DNB, that extra edge helps the vocal feel like it belongs in the tune rather than sitting on top of it. Auto filter is where you can start making the arrangement breathe. Use it as a high pass or band pass and automate the cutoff over the build. That gives you motion without needing a bunch of extra effects. A filter opening into the drop is one of the simplest and strongest tension moves in the genre. Echo is perfect for delay throws. Try 1/8, dotted 1/8, or 1/16 timing. Keep the feedback moderate, around 15-35%, and control the low and high end so the repeats stay tight. Reverb should be shorter than you think. The goal is atmosphere, not wash. If the vocal gets blurry, the rhythm gets lost, and then the whole thing loses impact. At this point, listen to the vocal in the context of the drums and bass. Mute the bass for a second. Does the vocal still feel like a strong rhythmic idea? If yes, you're on the right track. If no, simplify it. Sometimes the best fix is not more processing. It's fewer chops and stronger placement. Now let's make it move across the arrangement. Automate the filter cutoff so it opens in the build and tightens back up near the drop. Automate echo dry/wet so the last vocal hit throws into space. You can even automate reverb decay or send amount just on the final word or slice. That way the phrase blooms at the end without washing out the entire part. A little saturator drive bump into the transition can also help the vocal feel more urgent. This is where the rewind-worthy energy comes from. The vocal is not just sitting there repeating. It's leading the ear into the drop. Give the listener a small emotional cue right before impact. Sometimes a one bar near silence before the vocal-led drop hit is what makes the moment feel huge. If the vocal sounds good, resample it. This is one of the best Ableton workflows for Jungle and DNB, because once you print the performance, you can chop the result again and make it even more unique. Route the processed vocal to a new audio track and record a few bars. Then take that printed audio and slice it again. Reverse a couple of slices. Add a stutter. Maybe automate a small volume jump or clip launch. Now it feels like a record, not just a plug-in chain. Resampling also gives you that baked-in grime that works so well in underground DNB. If you want extra jungle flavor, print it with a little more saturation and echo, then rechop the result. The imperfections become part of the groove. As you place the vocal in the arrangement, think carefully about where it appears. It works great as a pre-drop tease, the first bar of the drop, a mid-drop switch-up, or a stripped-back intro or outro element. Don't use it too often. The more special the vocal moment is, the more it feels like a signature. A really effective arrangement move is to let the vocal act as a section marker. Maybe it shows up at the start of a new 8-bar or 16-bar phrase so the listener instantly feels the change. Or create a bait moment, pull the vocal out for a bar, then bring it back with a sharp phrase and a sudden dynamic jump. That kind of contrast can absolutely make people want to rewind. If you want to go a level deeper, try dual layering. Keep one layer dry and tight, and add a second layer that's filtered, widened, or delayed. Use the second layer only on selected hits or the ends of phrases. That gives you movement and width, without turning the part into mush. You can also experiment with alternate warp behaviors per slice. One section could be beats, another could be repitch, another could be complex pro. That collage-style approach can sound really jungle-friendly, because it feels a little unpredictable, like different takes stitched together. For heavier or darker DNB, keep the main vocal fairly centered and use width mostly on echoes or parallel layers. If the vocal is fighting your snare or lead bass, reduce brightness before you reduce presence. Usually the problem is not that the vocal is too quiet, it's that it's occupying the wrong lane. So here's the big picture. Choose a short vocal with character. Slice it rhythmically. Humanize the timing and velocity. Shape it with EQ, saturation, filtering, delay, and reverb. Automate it across the arrangement. Resample it if it works, and keep it out of the sub range so it supports the kick, snare, and bass instead of fighting them. The best humanized vocal textures in DNB feel a little inconsistent, but always on purpose. One slice late, one slice quieter, one slice more filtered. That's what makes it sound like somebody performed it, not just programmed it. Try this as a quick exercise. Grab a 1 or 2 bar vocal phrase, warp it in beats mode, slice it to MIDI, program at least 5 chops, shift a couple of them slightly early or late, add EQ 8, saturator, and echo, automate a filter sweep into the final chop, then resample 4 bars and rechop the printed result. Place that in a 16-bar section and make sure it leaves room for the kick, snare, and sub. If the vocal still sounds memorable on a phone speaker, in a car, or through low-quality playback, you've probably nailed it. And that's the goal here, a small vocal detail that can become the moment people remember. The bit that makes the drop feel alive, dangerous, and worth rewinding.